as we've been reporting all morning, the White House is trying to reduce the duplication that occurs across government, and they're doing that by launching a pilot to match export, trade, and competitiveness programs that take place in 11 agencies and try to make some sense out of all that. This comes as the administration also tries to reorganize other parts of the government. Well, joining us with perspective is John Kamensky, senior fellow and associate partner at the IBM Center for the Business of Government and former federal official himself. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well.
So is this is the latest in a series of presidential attempts at reorganization. How would you handicap this particular one?
Well, I think that the approach that they're taking is a smart one. The effort right now seems not to be focused so much on, you know, submitting legislation, but actually getting down to the granular level of what are the programs and the services and the customers that would be affected. And it looks also that they're wrapping this around the implementation of the GPRA Modernization Act, which is focused around outcomes as opposed to organizational structure.
So with all the agencies involved, there's 11 of them. I mean, the U.S. Trade Representative, and we'll hear from a former U.S. Trade Representative later on this morning. They have to create, it sounds like, first an inventory of all of the activities that they do. So isn't there a chance there that they could kind of shade it to make it look so unique that it can't possibly be done anywhere else?
Well, the thing that's interesting is that they are reaching into agencies that weren't in the six that the president announced. And it shows the complexity of where things are across the government that influence trade and export and competitiveness, such as HHS, who would think, or Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics, or Treasury, or National Science Foundation.
John, how many times has something like this been tried before?
Reorganization in general, I think just about every president, going back at least to Roosevelt, who had reorganization authority granted to him by the president, or by the Congress. And this reorganization authority lasted until 1984, when the authority expired and it wasn't renewed by Congress.
I mean, up until the Roosevelt administration, that's the Franklin Roosevelt administration, I presume, there wasn't enough government to need all that reorganization.
Well, there were things that were created, like the Department of Commerce and the Department of Labor, by previous presidents.
And so what is Congress likely to say about all this, do you think?
Well, I think that they seem to be in a wait-and-see mode at this point. There wasn't a quick reaction saying, no, this will never happen. And I think that a lot of people are seeing this as a serious effort to try to orchestrate a better trade and competitiveness approach. The last bill that I remember that was initially submitted was by Senator Roth back in 1977 on this issue.
John, we've already spoken a lot about how this Obama administration is very focused on performance. I'm wondering what to make of that in terms of this reorganization. Do you think that it will really root out these duplications, or is that something that people have been doing as they go along, and this is just one step that won't result in much more that's new?
That's unclear to me in this specific instance until you see what the inventory looks like.
And we haven't really gotten a chance to see that of any of these agencies, have we?
No. The president announced on Friday that the agencies are to create such an inventory and by February 1st name a senior accountable official in each of the 11 agencies that will lead the effort.
We're speaking with John Kamensky, senior fellow and associate partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. And getting back to that question of the inventories, is that something that is difficult for an agency to create, or do they know it intrinsically?
Well, I think that the template that the White House will, or the Office of Management and Budget will send to the agencies will give them an outline to begin with. If you remember, in the Bush administration, agencies had to assess the effectiveness of each of 1,000 programs that the government was running. So there's sort of a beginning place for a lot of these agencies to start on this.
And you mentioned also that this is tied in with the Government Performance and GPRA, Government Performance and Results Act Modernization version. How does it tie in?
Well, you can use the authority under that act to begin organizing around an outcome. and if they define an outcome around trade and exports, then that can be the organizing construct. That won't be known as that, whether they're going to pursue that approach until the president's budget's released on February 6th.
So it's possible that we could end up with the same 11 agencies by title, but they would just do different things, and it would be reorganized to make more logical sense about who does what.
Well, one scenario is that it would be a hybrid, that in some agencies, for example, the six main agencies, there may actually be a physical reorganization, whereas the other five agencies may be organized or linked in more virtually through, say, a web interface.
John, why does it make sense to start with these business and trade agencies first? It seems like, well, over the past couple of days, they've really been the ones that people are pointing at and saying that they could be consolidated and merged. What makes sense to you about this?
Well, first of all, there is an emphasis on trade, jobs, and competitiveness in this current environment. And second, this is something that's been talked about for more than 30 years, but it's been predominantly talked about by the legislative branch, and this is the first time the executive branch has taken the lead in this.
And what do you think is the likely effect on businesses who actually do the trading and that have to deal with the federal government often for licensing and so forth?
Well, if it's done correctly, it's going to streamline to make it far easier for them to do business overseas and to create jobs and improve their competitiveness.
Well, this is one we're going to have to keep watching. John Kaminsky is Senior Fellow and Associate Partner at IBM Center for the Business of Government. Thank you very much for that analysis.
Thank you, both Tom and Emily.